Welcome back out to Castle Noel for our spotlight on Medina. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We are in the Christmas season now. We're in full swing here. Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. And boy, we are in the presence of greatness, my friend. We have a gentleman who's about to join us, who has rubbed shoulders with Joan Rivers and Suzanne Summers in his time at QVC. We've got Mark Claus with us. Mark, how are you?
Oh, great, great. How are you doing today?
So far, good. And I'm not even sure where to begin. You and I spoke off air about 17 different topics.
That's right.
I'm trying to figure out where to start. But if you've ever been to Castle Noel, if you haven't, check it out. But if you've been here, you've seen so many wonderful Christmas-themed items here. I want to start with the sculpting because I think the sculpting is eventually what kind of got you into this. You mentioned that Castle Noel is now in its fifth year.
Yeah, this is our fifth season at Castle Noel, and this year it's like Castle Noel 2.0. It's like the most amazing things you've ever seen are at Castle Noel in 17. We not only have the world's largest privately held collection of Christmas movie props and costumes, but millions of dollars worth of animated New York City Christmas windows from Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Marshall Field's. Just unbelievable the stuff that we have here. And it's an incredible honor to have it. In New York, they spend millions of dollars on these windows. They're a gift to the city of New York. At the end, they're typically destroyed. They don't want these windows to end up anywhere that they're not intended to be. And we're really proud that through our friendships in New York, we've been able to bring these amazing windows here and continue to bring them here. In fact, this year, you're going to get to see the all-new Land of a Thousand Delights from Saks Fifth Avenue and the Enchanted Forest from Lord & Taylor. Really amazing stuff.
Very amazing stuff, and I think perhaps the most amazing thing, and it seems like this is the main event, the main attraction for you guys, the Christmas Story Slide. Now, you told us that while this is the actual Christmas Story Slide, you had to bring this thing up to code so that people could actually slide.
We had to re-engineer and build the slide so that it was legal for people to go down. Yes, because the director, when he went down the original slide, actually, the mountain moved from side to side, and everybody held on for dear life. There were no rails or anything else, but it is awesome to see people come here and have that same experience. You know, people have watched the movie over and over and over, and it's like this dream that they have to do that, to feel like Ralphie. And it's funny how many people come down and recreate the actual moment where they're laying on their back and they're looking up just like poor Ralphie when he said football instead of BB gun, right? And we've had everybody do it. We encourage everybody who can do it to do it. And it was awesome. One day, there was a family here during the busy season. There was like 14 of them, and great-great-grandma was in a wheelchair. She was 101 years old. And they're like, Grandma's going to go down the slide. And I'm like, I don't know about that one, you know? Grandma didn't look like she was really ready to go down the slide. But sure enough, later on, this 16-year-old elf on Santa Claus Mountain gets on the radio, and there's this panicked voice. There's a 100-year-old lady wants to ride the slide. So we go rolling over there, and we open the door to the grand hall, and the room's full of people, but it's silent except for the soundtrack, and everybody is looking at this lady sitting in Santa's chair. So up the slide we go. I wanted to make sure that she actually wanted to do it, and it wasn't just that her family wanted to beat our record, because at that time our slide record was 97 years old. Wow. And I looked at her, and she said, I'm 101 years old. I'll do whatever I want. So I shoved her down the slide.
So when you shove her down the slide, are you partially thinking, okay, please just stay together as you go down this slide?
Well, you know, she wanted to go down by herself, but I insisted that her great-granddaughter wrap her arms around her. Mm-hmm. And so the great photo is on our wall of fame, because if you're over 80, you get your picture on our wall of fame forever. And our wall of fame has gotten so big that we now are doing a video wall of fame with hundreds of images. And then you'll be able to search for your family members that might have gone down it a long time ago or whatnot. It's become a real tradition for folks of all ages. At Castle Noel, we want everyone to feel like a kid. All the tickets say youth. We go from the beginning where the clock chimes, the giant Lord & Taylor cuckoo clock that's telling you that the Enchanted Forest has arrived at Castle Noel. And then we bring you through your childhood. You go through the Blizzard Vortex, where we make you a kid again, and you end up in the I Had That Toyland experience, where you get to see all the amazing toys you grew up with as kids. By the time the adults leave the I Had That Toyland experience, They are really ready for fun. And then we go through the Santa's chimney squeeze where we have 100,000 glass ornaments over your head that you go through the Santa's chimney squeeze. All the movie props upstairs, the restoration area with literally hundreds of animations all being readied for the future. Of course, as I said, the new Saks windows, the Lord and Taylor windows. You get to go down the slide. You see stuff like the Tim Allen Santa Claus globe that rotates in the center of Santa's castle now rotates here at Castle Noel. The giant naughty toy soldiers that tried to take over Santa's castle in those movies as well. And of course, the Grinch's sleigh. Yes, that giant sleigh you saw Jim Carrey ride down the mountain right here at Castle Noel. And don't forget everyone's favorite comedy Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation. The first thing you're going to see when you come here to Castle Noel, you're going to walk out the door, and yes, all your dreams will come true. The symbol of Christmas, the 1973 Condor II motorhome with all the rust all over it, Cousin Eddie's motorhome, right outside the door. Yep.
That's fantastic. Mark, is there a favorite that you have amongst all these props?
Or? You know, there's so many different things for so many different reasons that I love. I've always been in search of the perfect Santa Claus's sleigh. And I believe the perfect sleigh is the 1983 Santa Claus, the movie starring Dudley Moore as Patch the Elf, David Huddleston as Santa Claus, the most magnificent sleigh ever. And I'm proud to say that the special effects sleigh that was used for all the flying scenes is here, along with the animatronic reindeer. You get to see that and how that shot was made. It's really, really incredible. So those things, the detail in the artwork there is magnificent. I just love it. The window displays, as an artist, as a sculptor who spent, you know, 20 years doing QVC and Home Shopping Network, I appreciate art. And the window displays from New York, created by Spaeth Design, are just unbelievably gorgeous. They represent such a quality of artwork. It took 60 people 9 months to make the Land of a Thousand Delights. That's engineers, costume designers, makeup people. It's an amazing culmination of talents that comes together to build these. When I took my staff to Fifth Avenue to look at the Land of a Thousand Delights and the Lord and Taylor windows on New Year's Day last year, I was brought to tears by the incredible beauty of these windows and the fact that they were coming right back here to Medina. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Mark Claus. He's the owner of the America's largest indoor year-round entertainment attraction, Castle Noel.
Yep.
We're having all kinds of fun here. I've got to ask you. You know, you mentioned all the items that you have here. How do you go about getting some of these things? I mean, we'll begin with the slide from Christmas Story. How do you go about getting items like that?
Well, we're always involved in Hollywood auctions. A lot of the people that collect big stuff, and you know, as far as movie props, like the little stuff's easy to sell because people can put it in a glass case. But when you're getting into the really ridiculous stuff, like I like to collect, there's only a few of us out there that do it. One of my friends, Randy, he's a huge Sylvester Stallone fan, right? So he actually had his house lifted up 15 feet out there in L.A. so he could drive the semi-truck from the movie Over the Top into his basement museum. Yes,
sure.
That's the kind of friends I have. And when I found out, we got a call one day. We were on the Sci-Fi Channel. The next day, a gentleman called us from out in L.A. He said, man, I just saw you guys on the Sci-Fi Channel last night. Our theater group has possession of the Naughty and Nice Globe from the Santa Claus 2 and 3 in our theater. And we're moving, and we're wondering if you would like to acquire it for your collection. And I'm like, absolutely. He goes, we just have one problem. It has to leave the building today.
Oh, geez.
So that was out in L.A. So you got to call on your friends, right?
Uh-huh.
So I call my buddy Randy, and I say, hey, Randy, can you go over there and pick up my globe for me? And luckily, he has a warehouse, and he went out there and picked up the globe and brought it back to his warehouse. Didn't want to part with it. I had to wedge that thing back from him. And then the fellow that I bought Cousin Eddie's motorhome calls me up and says, hey, I'm going to drive it out to you because I have time. So I'm like, can you pick up my globe? So Cousin Eddie's motorhome drove the globe from the Santa Claus movies back from L.A. So there's all sorts of crazy ways. I'm constantly researching, looking for people that are involved in the collections, trying to acquire things. And the movie props at Castle Noel have been so exciting that now we had to answer the other age-old question that every kid has wondered about their entire lives. And that is, happen if Santa Claus met a family of space aliens on their vacation? Haven't we all wondered that?
Yeah, sure, of course.
All my life.
So in order to answer that question, we created Alien Vacation Mini Golf, the only mini golf in Freaky 3D, which answers this question, what would happen if Santa Claus met the aliens? It's an amazing attraction that combines not only blacklight 3D technology, but custom designed floors with muraled 3D carpets, sculpted scenes. You follow Santa Claus and the aliens everywhere from a carnival to a Mayan temple with a giant talking Mayan idol, and the Mayan temple wall shakes and the ball goes through. It's really cool. The ice caves of the North Pole with 10,000 fiber optics buried in the ice. Really incredible. From Santa's sleigh room to a jungle with an attacking T-Rex, all the way to the alien planet and the underwater area, the Egyptian pyramid, a spaceship taking off, and your ball is abducted at the end. And if that wasn't enough, I looked at this and I said, this is the best mini golf experience anywhere on the planet. How can we make this better? So I've decided to turn Alien Vacation Mini Golf into the world's only playthrough sci-fi movie museum. Yes, we are going to add in February and March, we will add the entire collection that I've been able to amass of sci-fi movie props right there into the mini golf experience. So you're going to play mini golf and you're going to see incredible stuff. Everything from the Men in Black suits, aliens, Jane Curtin's Coneheads costume, from Cocoon, Star Trek, Galaxy Quest, Spaceballs, just all your favorite sci-fi movies are going to be represented in this incredible collection, making it like a mini golf Comic-Con combo.
I love that. So is there any way in the world you can get Lord Helmet's costume from Spaceballs in there?
Oh, I wish I could. It just went for auction, and I had to bail out. I think it went for $95,000 plus a 25% buyer's premium.
Wow.
So I backed out a little early. But, yes, we do have some stuff from Spaceballs, and so we're always after it. We get a lot. We have anybody remember this song from your childhood? Marshall, Will, and Holly. On a routine expedition, when the greatest earthquake ever known. No,
is that Land of the Lost?
The Land of the
All
Lost.
Right.
Yes. And what
Thank
was
you.
The key? What were the key characters in there?
What were they called?
They were the Sleestak.
There you go.
Yes, we have one of the Sleestak.
They
complete.
Didn't talk, right?
They.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we have one of those downstairs as well. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Awesome, awesome. So lots of new stuff at Castle Noel upstairs. Lots of incredible stuff in the lower level. Of course, you can also stop by the Mars Bar and have a beer, glass of wine, you know. Check out the saltwater fish.
That's great.
Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, a lot of times drinking and golf kind of go together in hand, right?
They
so it's a perfect combination.
It is a perfect combination. It's a great way to enjoy the holiday season and any time of year. So we love to have this all-inclusive sort of feeling where you walk through our door and for the time you're here, for the 2 hours upstairs, the hour that you're downstairs, you leave where you're at and you enter a world that I'm creating to make you forget about all the troubles of the day, all the things you might worry about. They're just gone. And everybody, the kids and the adults, will all feel exactly the same. Downstairs, we had a grandmother who was 90, but she was like super spry, like raring to go. And she was downstairs with her great grandkids. And she's like, you know, this was awesome. I love this place. The kids had fun. I had fun. And I thought, you know, that was cool until the next day when she brought her boyfriend back. It was awesome. She's like, really I had cool. to show my boyfriend.
Oh, boy. I bet that never gets old. I wanted to ask you about the Saks Fifth Avenue stuff. How do you bring that back? Because that's not just something you throw in your trunk.
No, we take two 26-foot box trucks, 17-foot box truck. We take a staff of 9 people.
Wow.
We drive into, we stay on the Jersey side at 4 a.m. And the night we go New Year's Day, we take our whole staff into the town so that they can see how exciting these things really are, you know? And when we got there this year, there was hundreds and hundreds of people waiting in line to see the Saks windows. And there were stanchions and people waiting and photographs being taken and this massive energy and excitement. And when you looked at them and thought, oh my gosh, you know, here we are. And the staff really gets excited because when you're in the windows, you know, you're taking apart mechanical things and, you know, you're working on being careful of the artwork. But you need to understand what it is that we're bringing back. We're bringing magic. We're bringing magic right back here to Medina. And Saks Fifth Avenue has been so gracious and kind to us. And Lord and Taylor and Macy's for allowing us the honor of showing these things. I can't express our appreciation. What's wonderful is there's so many people that don't get the opportunity to go to New York and see these incredible windows. Not only the everybody person, but there's so many special needs groups that never get to go, so many school groups that never get to go. And when I watch the magic happen for people that would never have a chance to go to New York and see these windows, that makes it all worthwhile. We get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We drive the truck into Manhattan and we park at 4:15 in the morning, because that's as early as you have to be there to get a parking spot near the store. Wow. And then we literally hang out there till 6 a.m. when they unlock the door for us. And then we get in there. At Saks Fifth Avenue, we arrived at 6:30 in the morning the day after New Year's, and we left at 6:30 in the morning the next day.
Wow.
So we work 24 hours straight. First, we dismantle as much as we can, get it out of the store by 10. Then the next day, then we stay in the windows and dismantle what we can. And then at 9 o'clock at night, we start the finish and wrapping, getting them all out the door. Then we go to Lord & Taylor. Lord & Taylor's got this incredible set of 100-year-old elevators. All the windows at Lord & Taylor are on giant elevators. So they come down into the basement of Lord & Taylor exactly like they are upstairs. So you see the whole thing come down in front of you, and it's like you're standing on the street, which means the basement of Lord & Taylor is literally under the sidewalks. Wow. In Manhattan. And so they clear the doors. It's this cool process. The gates come down. The gears start to churn, you know, because they're old. And down come these windows. And that is so exciting. And then we take them apart and we package them up oh so carefully. And there's a maze of hallways that we have to get these giant pieces down and get them into the trucks. But it is so exciting. I can't tell you what it's like to have an honor to bring this kind of incredible artwork from the most amazing city in the world right back here to Medina.
Sure. I had the opportunity to go see him one time. It's one of those things you can't really explain. You got to be there. You got to have the city around you and everything. But, I mean, it's so cool to have it back here to be able to see just the everything that goes into it. Such a great work of art, yeah.
And in the old days, they used to be a lot of motors and cams, you know, running single movements. Now, every window's got air, computer components, timers, drives, step motors, you know, everything's interacting with each other now. It's not just, you know, an arm going up and down. Now this guy looks at this person and that person's hat flies off. And then, you know, so it's this complex maze. And I got to tell you, our staff here has been amazing. The people that we have here working with us, you know, I get my brother in here. I get that Andy, he's one of our guys who works here. Drew, the guy who played the angry elf in the Christmas Story movie. You remember? Come on, kid, the store's closing. He came here to appear the first year, and he's been a friend ever since. And he comes here and works every day on this display to help me create it. And then Alan has, he's taken all the wiring and put, because I'm a great art guy. Like, I can sculpt you anything. But I'm not a wiring guy, so, you know, or the computer guy. But Alan gets in there and he makes all these things. And to his credit, he started this year, so he wasn't there to watch him taken down. And all those things were just this massive, you know, massive wires and controls. And it's like somehow they're all back together. And it's like Christmas magic when you walk in here and you see them just all the – you're going to be amazed.
Because I'd imagine they don't come with a manual, do they?
They don't come with a manual. Luckily, we get, like – a couple hours with the people from Spath, we try to videotape and take pictures of as much as we can, but there's always lots of challenges in making everything work. And then all the spaces have to be built here to accommodate the windows. So, you know, we're not going to edit the windows. What we do is edit the building. We do what we have to do to make these things fit and look amazing for everybody to enjoy.
Edit the building. I love that. Edit the building. That's fantastic. Well, we can't wait. You're right. You walk through here, you can just sense the Christmas magic. It might be November 1st, but it feels like December 24th in here. It's great, great stuff. Well, we can't wait to tour. We can't wait to go down that slide. And tomorrow we're going to have a nice little friendly face-off at the golf course as well, too. So we can't wait for that. Mark, this was a blast. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for having us here.
Love being here. I just want to remind everybody that it gets super busy here. And the best thing to do is go online to castlenoel.com, order your tickets, make reservations for when you want to come. And it's going to be a whole lot more fun because you'll pick your time. You'll show up. Your tickets will be ready. So go to castlenoel.com, get your tickets online. And I would suggest getting on there soon because we are very busily selling tickets already for this Christmas season. So, hey, remember, at this time of year, everybody wants to be North Polish, and Castle Noel is the home of all the North Polish merchandise. Yes, right here.
I love that saying, by the way, North Polish.
Yes, I am North Polish.
Fantastic. Yes. Great, great stuff. Mark, thanks again. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All righty, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return from Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction, for our Spotlight on Medina after this on AM 930 WEOL.